Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. Don't forget, we've got our regular Thursday live show tonight coming up at 8 o'clock over on Podbean. So, or I assume you're listening to this in Podbean, probably. So do come along to that and join in the fun and games this evening. And as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Link below. Do check it out. Do consider a visit there and having a chat with her if you think she can be of help to you. Okay, I wanna talk to you about, you know, well, when you live in clown world, really nothing should surprise you, but it still does. And that's why I read with horror the news that the UK's first memorial for, quote, lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender armed forces personnel is to be built at the National Memorial Arboretum. You heard me right. The British government has put up £350,000 towards the project. We have just all the usual suspects talking about how this is a great victory. This is fantastic news. Now, this is wrong on so many fronts. First of all, the people in the armed forces who have, over the history, given their lives to defend our country, we have to show the utmost respect to them. And we do. That's why there's the National Memorial Arboretum, a place of quiet reflection. Why the hell are you introducing the LGBT agenda into this sacred place? It's got no place there. When people go to battle, go to war, it's not about, well, quick, before you go over the top, quick, tell me, what's your sexual preference? That's never, ever happened. And also, by the way, the transgender people in the armed forces, were there lots of them? How many people do you think, over the centuries for that matter, were trans fighting in the armed forces? I reckon the number is probably zero. Or very close to zero. And as for those who are lesbian, gay, and bisexual, who knows? Who knows? It's not part of what military service is about. Now, obviously, I know there's people listening to this who served in the armed forces. And, my understanding and my view is that the fundamental purpose of the armed forces is to defend the interests of the United Kingdom at home and abroad. That simple. It's really very simple what they do. Sexuality doesn't come into it. But the awful thing about this LGBT satanic agenda that's being foisted upon us is it's never satisfied. I mean, I'm looking at a picture here of one of those people who lobbied for this. And she looks just like you might imagine. She says, we're not a dirty secret. Well, no one said that you were a dirty secret. What I'm saying is you're absolutely irrelevant. I don't care about other people's sexual proclivities. I really don't. As long as it's done in private and it doesn't frighten the horses. Listen, I'm chilled about it. I'm not bothered. I don't care. That's another thing. I just don't care. And I don't see the relevance to, oh, we must, what is this? Oh, we must pay tribute to all those brave trans soldiers, who went over the top in 1914. Get over yourself. Or in World War II, don't forget, we had all those lesbian and gay people. Look, of course there would have been lesbian and gay people in the army. Of course, or Navy. Probably more in the Navy, actually. And the RAF, not too sure. But either which way, The armed forces, in a way, represent, mirror the greater population, So it would be very naive to say there were never any lesbian, gays, or bisexuals. I seriously doubt the trans stuff. I seriously doubt that. But in the armed forces, yeah, and they served, yes. And some of them gave their lives, yes. And do we admire them? Yes. But we don't admire them because they were lesbian, gay, or bisexual, or transgender. We admire them because they fought in uniform for our country. That was where the contribution was made. What they get up to in the bedroom is absolutely neither here nor there. But people then say, oh, but these people, some of them are sacked or forced out of the military due to their lifestyle choices. Good. They made the wrong lifestyle choices then for people in the military. If you want to be in the military, I believe, and this is where the Western military has been so weakened and so undermined by this influx of the LGBT narrative, then, you know, you really got to think about, you know, as a trans man, can I be in the military? No, of course you shouldn't be in the military. We don't want you in the military. How about as a lesbian, I think I should be in the military. Well, I'm not really sure if you're prioritizing your sexual identity over the purpose of being in the military. I don't think we need you either. And that applies to gays and bisexuals as well. You know, the priority isn't your, and these people make it their, they make it their priority. The important thing to remember is the massive contribution the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community have made to the UK. No, I'm not buying any of that. Are you? I mean, do you actually think these people actually contributed? Yes, I do. But do I think that their gender has any relevance or deserves any recognition? No, we don't have a, do we have a more memorial for the most heterosexual people who fought in the armed forces? Maybe we should we have one of those as well? No, we shouldn't, because it's irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. Sexual proclivity and sexual choice has nothing to do with how we should pay tribute, respect, and honor people who served. Simple as that. Thanks for listening.